the boy might ask the girl after they've gone to a party independently. They've gone each by themselves, mm-hmm. and afterwards the boy said, "May I
escort you home or see you home?" Either one, maybe. See would be the commoner. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of the children say they may go home with you. I don't know.
Take you home.
Take you home. Yes.
If you have a rope and there's a bell up there and you want the bell to ring, you do what?
Pull the rope.
And if your car is stuck, you say, "I need
a push."
And you have a very heavy object to get up the steps. You might say, "Yesterday I get up the steps. I
dragged it up the steps."
All right. Any other words you might use for that? Do you ever say "toted" here or "lugged"?
Well, I might say I lugged it, but not toted.
Mm-hmm. How about "packed"? Packed it up the stairs?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, hiked it up, right?
Well, I might say I hiked up the stairs myself. I might say that. Mm-hmm.
But not
mm-hmm.
you hiked
no.
it up.
Mm-hmm.
See. If a child picks up a knife and you say to him, "Oh no, don't
do that,"
or "Don't
don't cut yourself,"
or "Don't you dare even
point it at anyone."
Or I'm thinking,
put your fingers.
I'm not looking at it. I'm touching it.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Yeah, that's
don't
a stress.
Touch it, yes.
Now, if you want the child to bring you a book, you say, "What to him? Go.
Please, go get that book."
Or, in terms of using the word "bring," would you say, "Go bring"?
Go bring me the book.
Mm-hmm. And the place where you're safe in a game, or the place where you put the ball across, you get 6 points. It's the in football.
Safety.
Or they the football, they cross the line. They cross the, what kind of line is it?
Guard line, I guess, is
no,
it?
No, that's not it. It's something like it, though. Well, in the place where you're free when you play tag might be called, it's called home.
Home,
yes.
Another word, home plate.
Another word is the go. They kick the football between the
goal.
Goal. Sometimes we call a goal
mm-hmm.
home.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you threw me the ball, you'd expect me to do what?
Catch it.
And if I didn't catch it, you'd probably ask, "Well, who?"
Who caught it?
All right. If we're walking down the street and I get ahead of you and you say, "Oh, please, wait.
For me."
And a child who has been bad for the 15th time, and you're about ready to spank this time, he said, "Oh no, please, just give..."
Please don't.
Or one more...
Please don't spank me.
But he wants... he's been bad, and you've given him a chance, and he said, "Oh please, just give me one more..."
Chance?
Okay. How would he say it then? Please... How would the child say it? That's right. That's what I'm after.
That's what you want, but please don't. Please don't do it.
But he wants you to give him something. He wants you to give him one more
chance.
Mm-hmm. All right. A person who's very happy, you might say, "Well, he's certainly in good
spirits."
Or another way, he's got a very he's in good
happy disposition.
But you remember the man who sells ice cream on the cart? He's the good man. The good.
Good humor, man. Mm-hmm. Yes, in good humor.
Now, if a salesman comes to the door and you don't want to buy a set of encyclopedias, you say to yourself, "Oh, I sure wish I could...
wish I could afford it."
Well, you don't even want them. You don't care about them. You say, you don't like that man being here, and you want him to go away, and you say, "I sure wish I could of him. Get
rid of him," I guess I would say.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm asking. You write several letters a week, and you say, "Well, I have how many?
I have written so many letters."